89. Sherlock Holmes.
A friend told me that detective stories are a good way of learning English. Do you agree?
Yes, I do, because they are interesting and they also make you think about puzzles and how to solve them.
So, in that case, which detective stories would you recommend?
Sherlock Holmes stories by Arthur Conan Doyle are much loved here in China.
Why is that?
Maybe because he is an original character and because he is able to tell from one look exactly what a person does for a job.
So he uses observation and his intellect to solve crimes?
That's right. As he says in one of his films, "Elementary, my dear Watson," as he solves another crime.
Are there any other famous sayings by him?
When you have eliminated all which is impossible, then whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.
Which ones would you recommend for a newcomer to read?
The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes would be a good place to start.
He lived in London during the late 19th century.
His address was 221B Baker Street, but that number does not actually exist. There is a bank at number 221, and any letters that you send to 221B will automatically go there, as they have created that special address for Sherlock Holmes fans all around the world.
Can you tell me anything interesting about Sherlock Holmes?
Well, he smoked a pipe and wore a deerstalker hat, and sometimes took the drug cocaine, although at that time it was not illegal in England.
He sounds like a typical eccentric English gentleman.
Someone said that the funniest joke in the world involves him.
Oh, what was that?
He was camping in a tent with his friend Dr. Watson. It was late at night, and Holmes asked him to look up and tell him what he saw. Watson said, "Well, I see thousands of stars." "And what does that mean to you?" asked Holmes. "Well, I guess it means we will have another nice day tomorrow. What does it mean to you, Holmes?" "To me, it means someone has stolen our tent."
Thank you.